In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every year, the fourth Sunday of Easter is Good Shepherd Sunday. And therefore, every year we hear a portion of John chapter 10. Interestingly, it is only in the second year of our three-year lectionary that we actually hear Jesus say, "I am the good shepherd." Today, we may properly think of Jesus as the shepherd of the sheep, to whom the gatekeeper opens the door and leads his people in and out to find pasture. But then St. John tells us this figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Oddly, then, it seems Jesus changes the figure and then says, "I am the door of the sheep." So which is it? The shepherd or the door? Well, in usual Lutheran fashion, the answer is both. But it's only next year's text in verse 11 that Jesus claims to be the good shepherd, implying that there are other shepherds. Now, certainly today, he warns us against false shepherds, whom he calls thieves, robbers, strangers. But then there are other shepherds called under-shepherds, under Jesus, the good one. These, of course, would be Christian pastors, the word pastor meaning a herdsman or a shepherd. Christian pastors are to enter by the door just like everyone else. The door is Jesus Christ. What does he mean? Well, recall how Jesus said in Romans 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so the door which Jesus claims to be is not one that is shut and locked, but is rather the open way of entering into the kingdom. And we should say the only way. First, the faithful pastor enters the sheepfold by this door himself. The vocation of pastor is not like any other in that no one makes himself a pastor. I always like it when someone asks, "Why are you a pastor?" Because I always answer, "Because God made me one." It's as simple and mysterious as that. That is, no priest, pastor, prophet, or apostle, or even any Christian became one except by first being called by God, as it says in Hebrews 5, "And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God." And that's why we say, of all of us in the Catechism, "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith." True, the kingdom comes to us all by itself without our prayers or preparations. And so it is with pastors. As St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "Our Lord gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." It's a typical thing, I think, with almost everybody, that the longer you hear that particular voice of your pastor, his individual tone and range and articulation and vocabulary, and know this voice is always identified with speaking God's word, it's like music, that familiar voice to whom we are drawn. I suppose that he could even say simply, 2 plus 2 equals 4. And that simple math equation takes on a certain spiritual tone. But it's more than that. It is the green pasture of the steadfast and faithful pure doctrine of the Scriptures with which he feeds the flock. Those who speak false doctrine are strangers. A stranger they will not follow, and they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Unfortunately, there are many who follow these strangers. They can even occasionally find their way into the true church and lead many astray. As Jesus warned us over and over again in Matthew 24, see that no one leads you astray. And for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For false Christs and false prophets, and I suppose we should add false pastors, will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. I never thought of that sentence until now. That's a good thing that I haven't performed any great signs and wonders. This is why it's so important for every Christian to know the Catechism, to know the Bible. So how do you know pure doctrine? Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door. True doctrine is always in line with preaching Jesus. I love our Reformation ad for 2017. It's still all about Jesus. Who would expect that from Lutherans to talk about the Reformation? Surprise, pure doctrine. Of course, many people make many different claims about Jesus. So which Jesus are we talking about? St. Paul said, when I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing about among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. It is the crucified Christ alone that forms the sure foundation of all pure teaching. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. One enters this door by faith in Jesus. One receives this faith by means of God's word and holy baptism. Entering the door is as easy as that. Christ leads us through no darker rooms than he went through before. He that unto God's kingdom comes must enter by this door. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.